Faith-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Patrick Wood. It was interesting what happened yesterday. Oil prices zoomed up. I mean, I was shocked at 127. They reached $133 a barrel yesterday, and they were holding there this morning. Gold was up almost $25 yesterday and is still holding there. In fact, it's was up to $939 an ounce in Dubai early this morning, about $929 on the markets in the United States today. Something big is afoot. Well, of course, something big has been afoot for a long time because we are facing a financial crisis of truly catastrophic dimensions, and basically the whole financial system, not only the United States, but the world, is beginning to unravel. We're facing the very real possibility of an expanded war in the Middle East. And you say, we can't afford it. Of course we can't afford it. So why would rational men be contemplating doing something like that? Because we're not dealing with rational men in positions of power in Washington, D.C. today. And these things are happening because the good people in America are much more concerned with Sex in the City, with, of course, who's going to win the NBA playoffs and how soon the NFL practice will begin for football in the fall. But, ladies and gentlemen, we are losing our country because there's no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch the currency and crumble the economy. And that's exactly what's going on today. And to talk about that is one of my favorite guests, Patrick Wood, who has been studying this for almost as long as I have, during the latter part of the 1970s. He wrote a couple of books with Professor Sutton on the Trilateral Commission, one of the shadowy groups, one of the most powerful shadowy groups that works behind the scenes to control our economy and ultimately, of course, I believe, to destroy our economy and bring about a one-world government. And with that as a background, Patrick, thank you so much for being with us again.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you.
Well, you pick up the story.
Well, as you mentioned, crises are afoot today in the world. We've got at least three major concurrent crises, I believe, that need to be studied together because they are related. One, of course, is the financial crisis that concerns currencies as well as the meltdown of the credit structure that's been built up around the world. Secondly, we have a crisis in energy, clearly, with the price of oil spiking beyond $104 a barrel now. It got as high as $133 yesterday, and it's still a little bit above $133 a barrel today. And we have the prospect of, $5, $6 a gallon gasoline coming very quickly. And then at the same time, the third crisis is a crisis in agriculture, prices of food around the world. And this has received less attention probably than the others, but people in many countries around the world right now are actually rioting in the streets because the food prices have gone so far beyond what they can afford to pay that they're simply going hungry. And you know, before they expire altogether, they figure, you know, why not make a stink in the street? And these stories, for instance, are, they certainly are not appearing in our national media anywhere. I haven't seen one thing on the TV or even a newspaper, national newspaper, that talked about these food riots. But we have three major crises going on at the same time. And I've been studying agriculture, the agricultural crisis in particular. We've already covered the financial crisis at times, and we've talked about the energy crisis at times. But the agriculture crisis, price agriculture crisis, needs to be discussed today, because this really affects us where the closest to home, let's say, the food that we put into our bellies. It would be clear to me that that all three of these areas are chokehold areas on control of nations and control of people. Monetary, energy, and agriculture, food, are probably the three most prevalent areas of domination that could control a population. And so we have these crises, and of course we have the global elite who are offering us solutions to these crises, most of which they created anyway, so that they can further their New World Order objectives.
No question at all. And of course, the trouble is that certainly all of these are crises are man-made. None of them occurred spontaneously. And the fact that we're not seeing, you know, these food riots that are taking place throughout the world on television means that the people who control our media, and ladies and gentlemen, the media is controlled by five mega corporations, they do not want us to be concerned, at least not until it's too late. I just had a friend of mine return from El Salvador. I mean, the farmers haven't been able to get their crops in the ground because there's been no rain there. Why no rain? They always have rain, you know, in April and May, but no rain this year. And now they're facing $4 plus a gallon for diesel, and they have to have the diesel for their tractors to plow the fields, to put in the crops. How are the farmers in the poor nations going to come up with the money to buy the diesel fuel to keep on going? Indeed, you know, we're going to see all sorts of problems, not only in other countries, but in this country, fertilizer, a product, at least in part, of petrochemicals. The fertilizer prices have gone up astronomically, doubled, sometimes even tripled. You're not hearing about these things. The price of the seeds that the farmers are forced many times to buy from Monsanto and the you know, and the food cartel, and we do have a seed cartel and a food cartel developing, of course, is going to keep many farmers from making any profit. And why bother to plant your fields if you can't make a profit, if you may even lose money? So pick the story up there.
Farmers are leaving the land in droves in other countries. Well, this has been happening in our country to some extent, as farmers have family farmers have gone out of business for, you know, over the last 30 years. But in other countries where they're primarily agrarian in their economy, farmers are leaving the land in droves because they can't produce food cheaper than what is being able to be bought from countries like the United States.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I
right look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Patrick Wood. Patrick, you pick up the story.
Well, we're talking about the agricultural crisis that that the world is facing in conjunction with the other two crises, the financial and the energy crisis. From this last December, just to set the stage for the enormity of this, from December of 2007 through April of this year, the price of rice on the international market spiked about 75%. That's almost a double in price. And Americans don't eat that much rice. We all enjoy rice to some extent alongside of potatoes. But rice is a staple food in many countries around the world. And in other words, it's a major thing in their diet. And when you virtually double the price of a commodity like rice, people are going to starve to death in very short order. This price increase has been mirrored in other agricultural commodities as well. And as you mentioned, of course, you've got the inputs to agriculture have gone way up, but that doesn't account for the price for price spikes like this either, the price of energy to like diesel, for instance, to fuel tractors and so on. But many of these farmers, many of the agrarian farmers around the world are not mechanized. In fact, the vast majority are not. They don't have tractors. They don't have combines that harvest the grain and so on. They're basically doing it by hand. And it's interesting, I saw an article from a U.S. farmer just yesterday in one of the national newspapers that this particular farmer is going back to mule power. They said that mules are modified as equipment that can be so they can be pulled by mule teams. And, of course, this is the way agriculture was done in America back in the 1800s before it was mechanized. And he made the comment that it's much more economical to farm using teams of mules. It's a little slower, but it's just as effective and much cheaper than using mechanized farming techniques. And so, you know, it seems like we're coming full circle even in our country as the economic pressures come on. Our farmers are going to be reduced to the Tennessee is going to be going back to the farming with mules and horses, teams of horses, maybe oxen, and this is not progress, Dr. Stan. This is like pointing back to the age of feudalism.
Well, of course, you know, if you've read the Global Biodiversity Assessment that came out of the Second Earth Summit, I published by Cambridge University Press, and we've summarized that in my Sustainable Development syllabus. Basically, these elitists we're talking about, there are too many people in the world. The only way to get by, if we have 6 billion people, were to be to lower the living standards to that of the people living in Eastern Europe. Of course, it was in 1992. That was pretty well a peasant status back in 1992, and there really are people who want to lower our living standards, not their living standards, but our living standards.
Exactly right. And you mentioned Tony Sutton at the beginning of the show today, and I was reviewing one of the books that we wrote. The first book that we wrote together was Trilaterals Over Washington in 1978, and it did chronicle the Trilateral Commission and what we saw as the biggest threat that faced America back then, and it certainly has proven to be the case today. But we dedicated an entire chapter in that first book to agriculture. And as it was being planned by the policies of the Trilateral Commission, we examined this in detail. And one conclusion we come up to, and I'm quoting this exactly from our book back then, is in chapter four. Quote: "Fascinated by the idea of food power and contrived shortages, the Trilateral Commission intends to use food as a weapon to bring about the New World Order." And I hadn't read this, Dr. Stan, probably since 1980 when we were publishing the book. And I, you know, word for word, and I looked at it and I thought, man, not only have things not changed, but we see the exact policies that they were pumping for back then in their own literature has now come to fruit as they have created these shortages around the world. And we, of course, list the techniques in our book back then that they were talking about. They've changed a little bit since then, but the goal has still been the same, to control global agriculture. And indeed today, these people, the global elite, have their hands in all phases of global agriculture. In many cases, monopolies have been created in parts of it, and now they're springing the trap. They're absolutely springing the trap on all these areas at the same time, but especially in agriculture.
Well, you know, it's so hard to believe for the average individual that there are these ethereal groups out there that, you know, exist, and we never read about them in the media, that actually are able to plan from generation to generation, long-term planning, as far as their move towards control and ultimately towards the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation and merging us into the one world government. But it's really very real. They even have websites up there. You can, if you want to find all about the Trilateral Commission, well, you can get Patrick's book written back in the late 1970s. But you can go to their websites, and you can get the list of their members here in the United States. You know, people like, well, Dick Cheney's no longer a member. His wife is a member, because Dick Cheney couldn't be a member because he's the vice president of the United States. But he is still representing the elite, the power elite, and their goal, their effort to destroy this nation and enslave the world.
That's exactly right, Dr. Stan. And the sad part about it today is not only are we powerless to really do anything about it in the short run, but most people in our country, just thinking selfishly as an American for a minute, most people in our country are still completely clueless as to not only what's going on in current events, but how we got here. And I firmly believe that we cannot possibly have any solution to the issues that face us unless we understand who are behind these things in the first place.
Right.
You can't fight an enemy you do not know. You just cannot. You cannot fight an enemy that you do not see. And this has been the reason that we've lost so many battles over the years. You know, so many initiatives have just been wasted because the people that were launching them did not see the enemy clearly, and so they eventually fizzled. And we find ourselves worse off in the next cycle than we were in the last cycle. And so here we are today, and I hate to say that the stakes are so high right now that, you know, it may be realistic by 2010, which is just a couple years away, that that the North American Union will be upon us. That was a stated goal of the global elite, to create a North American Union by 2010. And everybody said, well, that's impossible. That will never happen. But in the midst of crises, the crisis managers, if you will, the crisis handlers, will offer solutions to us that we would not have otherwise accepted were there not a crisis. This has been one of their main strategies in the last 20 years, is to exacerbate strategies and then turn around and offer solutions to those crises. And, you know, we end up worse off than we were before. And even Zbigniew Brzezinski just a couple years ago, or excuse me, not Brzezinski, but Robert Pastor, one of the movers and shakers to create the North American Union, said this exactly, just pointedly, that it takes a good crisis to move the New World Order forward. And so here we have three crises.
And I'm sure that they will create their crisis. They've created the crises we're facing today, and most people don't know who Robert Pastor is. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a man who's talked about the importance of building this North American community, this North American country. And, of course, it means the surrender of our sovereignty, the surrender of our freedom, and, of course, joining together our country with Mexico and Canada and raising the living standards of the average American to that of the Mexican peasant. This is what they're really about, and people can't fathom this. Why this could never happen. Our leaders wouldn't betray us, ladies and gentlemen. They have betrayed us, and the reason you don't know is because the media is controlled, and, of course, all you're seeing is NBA and Britney Spears and Paris Hilton. But the important things going on in the world are seldom, if ever, mentioned.
Exactly. We didn't lay any groundwork for Robert Pastor, but he was the man that was becoming the father of the North American Union. He since has sidestepped, quit American University in Washington, D.C., and he's now temporarily, at least, the executive director of an organization known as the Elders. And I did a little research on this. Your listeners would find it kind of almost humorous to go to the website theelders.org, and what they would find is a group of people who have appointed themselves as elders of the world, global elders. And their stated purpose on the website, the front page, is: we're moving to a global village, and yet we don't have global elders. The elders can be a group who have the trust of the world, who speak freely and can be fiercely independent, respond fast and flexibly in any conflict situation. The elders, Robert Pastor is now the executive director of this, and it includes some familiar names like Nelson Mandela and Desmond Tutu and Kofi Annan. But also right in the middle of this is our old nemesis, Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter has been appointed to be a global elder.
Isn't by that nice?
This group of people.
Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission.
Oh, my God.
Whole ball of wax.
So now we have Jimmy Carter running to talk to Hamas, the terrorists in the Mideast. And, you know, we have him meddling in all kinds of stuff that you wonder, what's going on here? Well, this just highlights the incredible level of ego, of paternalism. It's so outrageous, it's almost comical. But these people really believe that they're going to control and direct the world. And we see signs upon signs, and a website like this, The Elders, is one of the ugliest websites I've ever seen, by the way, but it's real. The people are real that are on this thing, and every one of these quote-unquote global leaders really believe that they're going to be in control of the world. And the global elders, a global village needs global elders. Well, nobody voted on these elders, I'll tell you, but they have intent on telling people around the world what they're going to, you know, what to do. And of course, one of their major funders is the United Nations, by the way. But it's just outrageous.
Well, but then who funds the United Nations? Why our tax money? You know, we paid about 25% of the cost of the United Nations, and we supply them that nice building there in Washington, D.C., and built on this occult site where it's been a slaughterhouse, and important because so much blood had soaked into the sand there. And, of course, this was an area of through the Indians, an ancient sacred site, and that's, of course, where we built the United Nations building.
Exactly.
And
well,
people don't understand that, really, Patrick, that there are spiritual forces behind this whole thing. If we only talk about the people and the organizations and don't understand the spiritual forces that are energizing this whole thing, then, of course, it really doesn't make any sense. But if we understand that there are spiritual forces guiding this, then it makes a lot of sense, because we're told in the prophecies we're heading towards a world government, and that's exactly what's happening. We're heading towards a cashless society. That's exactly what's happening.
Yes, it is. Well, we've got the present reality that we are facing these crises and so on. The question is ultimately beg for sure is, well, what can we do? Is there anything that we can do to make a difference in this point? And we're suffering. I mean, we're all suffering at the gas pump. We're suffering at the grocery store. We're suffering at international reputation.
Well, I suspect we haven't seen anything yet. I think the gas prices, you're going to look back on $5 a gallon as the good old days. We'll be back in just a moment with Patrick Foote here on the American Freedom Network.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Patrick Wood. And before we go on, Patrick, would you like to tell our listeners about the August Review, how they get in touch with you, how they can get your material?
Well, certainly. We're found on the Internet, Dr. Stan, at augustreview.com, August like the month, review.com. And There's no fee or subscription price for reading our material, and we do focus on globalization, who has brought it to us, and you know, it's a very narrow analysis of these forces that we're talking about today and so on, how they're operating in the world.
Okay, fine. And so that's augustreview.com?
That's correct.
All right, fine. Good. A good site, excellent material. You'll find material there you won't find elsewhere, and Patrick is entirely reliable as far as his material is concerned, so we certainly recommend that to our listeners. Well, certainly you're talking about the crises. You were talking about this group, this self-appointed group called the Elders. And there's Jimmy Carter, and of course, remember, Jimmy Carter was down there when Hugo Chavez held an election, and Jimmy Carter legitimized this gentleman, you know, saying, oh, yes, it was a fair election. I mean, where does Jimmy Carter, who appointed him? Well, he represents the power elite who want Hugo Chavez in power. He is playing his part just beautifully. Friend of Fidel Castro, hates America, you know, is threatening America. I mean, he's just like Fidel Castro, the finest enemy the CIA could create. But go right ahead.
Well, yeah, Jimmy Carter was a member, one of the original members of the Trilateral Commission, by the way. Enough about Jimmy Carter. That could give us heartburn so early in the morning.
Right.
Talking too much about this guy. But back to the food, the food crisis. I would point out that that over a period now of about 20 years, that the World Bank has been the prime mover and shaker around the world to affect agricultural policies. And what they have done is, when they loan money to countries for whatever reason, when they get in a debt, they need emergency loans, whatever, the World Bank has imposed what are called conditionalities upon the countries they loan money to. In other words, they tell them what to do and how to change their policy if they want to get the money. And so what they've done is caused nations to dismantle their tariff mechanisms and privatize their grain reserves within the country. In other words, get them out of government hands into private hands. They've done this over a period of decades. And a current example of the effects of this is in Honduras, which used to be the breadbasket of South America. And in Honduras today, the farming industry is in shambles. There, about 80% of the farmers have left the land to go to the cities to starve to death. They can't eat, you know, they can't grow any crops, so they go and try and get work in the cities. And the agriculture industry there has been decimated, and it's at the hands of the World Bank that the policies were put in place that destroyed agriculture in Honduras. And people say, well, that can't be the case. I mean, how could the World Bank do this? But what they did, even, you know, starting back in, for instance, the early 1990s, they wrote policies and then implemented these policies to remove the country's ability to feed itself and to bring it into the global system, if you will. Now people in Honduras are starving. The farming industry is shot. Prices are skyrocketing. And even as late as 2007, we found a memo, for instance, or discovered a memo from the World Bank. It's a technical working paper. And it says, it's talking about the Philippines, but this is the same policy that's been worldwide. It said that the government shouldn't stockpile grain to stabilize prices. It should only keep on hand enough for disasters and social welfare programs. And it used to be that governments did stockpile grain for price stabilization purposes, but they have dismantled this entire mechanism worldwide. And now we're wondering why prices on agriculture have gone up. It's because, for one thing, as other reasons too, but in part, it's because all of the price stabilization mechanisms have been removed from these countries around the world, including our own country, I might add. But this is at the hands, specifically at the hands of the World Bank. And people might say, well, what difference does that make? I mean, the World Bank is just another bank, isn't it? Maybe they just made some mistakes. The World Bank presidents that have been appointed by our president of our country, starting in 1973, There have been seven World Bank presidents appointed. There was Robert McNamara, A.W. Clausen, Barbara Conable, James Wolfeson, Paul Wolfowitz, Robert Zoellick, Louis Preston. Of these seven World Bank presidents, Dr. Stan, six of them have been members of the Trilateral Commission.
Isn't that interesting?
Six out of seven.
And you know what's amazing, what is frightening to me, is they've done away with the grain supplies here in America. We used to have enough wheat for 3 years, you know, and they've done away with that. We've got about enough wheat for 40 days, the lowest levels of wheat stored here in America. And, of course, at one time we were the breadbasket of the world. But what happens if the weather changes and we have bad crops and the farmers can't plant and there are floods or droughts? And, of course, all of these things are happening not only here but throughout the world. And there is the potential for a world food crisis of unparalleled proportions. Almost sounds like Revelation 6:8. And I look, and behold, a pale horse, and the rider upon him is death.
You know, that's exactly right. And in that passage, or shortly thereafter, we have a very small reference that a quart of wheat will cost a man a day's wage. And that's pretty outrageous just to think of, you know, that must be symbology. But, you know, now that we see what's going on today, in many parts of the world today, a quart of rice cannot be purchased for a day's wage. So the ripple effect has already started on that, on that particular, piece of economic
right.
news. Many countries, many people in many countries are going to find that they can't buy food at any price. I mean, they could work for days and not be able to get one day's worth of food. And this is of course why people are starting to riot in countries around the world. It's taking to the streets and a last gasp, desperation before their children die. It's a terrible thing when your children look up at you and say, "Daddy, I'm hungry," and they haven't eaten maybe in 3 or 4 days. And you as a father have no way to feed them. You have nowhere to go, no way to earn money to buy food, and no way to grow food yourself. And all you can do is just, stand there and watch them starve to death as you yourself starve to death. It's absolutely outrageous what these people are doing to our world.
And remember, the World Bank is an extension of the United States, as is the International Monetary Fund. And, of course, the major drive for world government comes from the United States, whether it be to form the European Union or to form the North American Union or the African Union. This is all part of a diabolical plan by a group of intellectuals who worship a different god and have a different version of the future, and they want world government, and they're willing to go to any length, whether it be famine, whether it be disease, whether it be war. They're going to use all of these things to force the people into subjugation, and it's happening now, just as it was prophesied so many years ago. We'll be right back with Patrick Wood here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite and but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do you have a hearing problem? Only 1 in 1 who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio. Maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Patrick Wood of the August Review, and certainly one of the most astute observers of what's going on. That gentleman, you can depend upon his material. So where do we go from here, Patrick? What's going to happen? Certainly, we face the oil crisis. We face the financial crisis. We face the potential food crisis. A lot of people know something's wrong with. They can't connect the dots. They think these are just sort of happening by accident. Are they happening by accident or by intent?
There's no question that this is happening by intent. These crises are happening by intent, and the people that brought these crises to us, even if it would be unfair to say that they somehow in lockstep, total dictatorial control caused these things to happen, but consequences happen from policies that are put in place over a period of years, and we're seeing the direct results of those policies today with the crises that we have that these people have put in place over, since 1973, for instance. And now we have somebody on the horizon. Of course, there's a dark sort of sense, there's a savior on the horizon right now that's going to bring change to America, and it's going to bring salvation to us. To relieve us from some of these crises, somebody's going to take the helm and make a difference in things, and that would be certainly presidential candidate Barack Obama.
Well, yes, we want change, don't we?
we definitely want change right now, and so this is the man that's being put forth to be the solution provider for all of these crises. And Dr. Stan, this is so shallow. But this man, Barack Obama, is no different than Jimmy Carter in 1976. He's a fabricated candidate being put up by members of, and other people as well, but by members of the Trilateral Commission.
In fact, it was in 1976 that the man behind Jimmy Carter was a man named Zbigniew Brzezinski.
That's exactly right.
And who's the foreign policy advisor of Barack Obama?
And that's right. He's the primary foreign advisor now to Barack Obama. And he's never. And by the way, Brzezinski was a founder of the Trilateral Commission.
Sure.
He's never really endorsed a candidate other than Jimmy Carter. But Brzezinski gave a talk about the benefits of Barack Obama, and he says Obama is the only candidate in sight that has the right foreign policy to take us into the rest of the century, and that ought to be enough for anybody that's observed this to run for the hills.
Amen to that.
Grab your wallet, whatever. But the Trilateral Commission has wrapped itself around Obama. And he will bring no new policies to us, I guarantee you. He will bring the solutions to us that the crisis managers, represented by Brzezinski, for instance, they'll bring these solutions upon us that are worse than the disease we have right now.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. So people need to have their eyes open on the political process that's taking place today and realize that we're about to get the final spike is just getting ready to be set into our heart.
And, of course, the ultimate goal of one world government, world religion, for the destruction of Christianity and Christians.
With them in control.
The coming world leader.
Exactly.
Hello, we have a caller. All right, who's on the line? Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Richard from Colorado.
Hi, Richard. How are you doing?
I want to thank you for the great job you've done. I've been studying this stuff for at least 15 years, and I thought you finally put it into words. I couldn't verbalize it. Like you said, you can't fight an enemy you don't know, and this is what I've said. People need to have an astronaut's view of the world to see where this is coming from.
Sure.
And I wondered if there could ever be put out something, maybe 5 pages, 6 pages at the most, like a flow chart for, you know, and you could see who the people are, who the players are, what their goals are. And then you could see what's going on because it's so nebulous. And these people, you know, Warren Buffett getting off the helicopter with Schwarzenegger at Rothschild Estate. You know, next thing you know, he's governor. So, I mean, and I want to thank you for your Obama thing. Guy scares the big jabbers out of me. But anyway, I'll get off and let you answer that. And I want to thank your guest for being such a great, great patriot, because if people, you know, my people, you know, die from lack of knowledge, you know.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stanton. Thank you both for your great work. If we could just get somehow and make it small enough and go stick it under windshields, take it to meetings, give it to people so they could see where this is coming from.
Well, you know, basically what we have supporters across America who are just copying our newsletter and passing it out at flea markets, passing it out
at
grocery stores. And, you know, and of course, each newsletter is unique and different, some better than others. But I'll tell you, the latest one we're doing on one of Ron Paul's addresses is a real corker. Anyway,
okay.
Do you have any thoughts on that, Patrick?
Well, I think that's that sentiment is exactly why I founded the August Review some time ago, was to provide a concise point of contact for people who wanted to understand globalization.
Do you have a five pager? You know, a very short. We need something short because most people aren't going to read.
Yeah,
you know, anything very long.
Dr. Stan, I'll get up one more thing. A very, very wise friend of mine said one time, we were talking about stuff like this, and he said that you have to give this to people very quickly. You mention something or something, you don't get all of that, but just mention. And pretty soon, you know that thing you told me about 2 months ago? Yeah, you were right. And you have to feed it to them very slowly, otherwise you get overload and the eyes glaze over.
You're absolutely right.
Okay, well, thank you very much, gentlemen. You are true, true greatest of the last Americans here. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I don't know about the last Americans, but a couple of older men who are just trying to educate the younger people so they'll be able to pick up and carry on when we're not here. Anything in 5 pages, four or five pages?
I think probably
about 3 pages.
Maybe five or six pages. I have one paper on my website called The Global Elite, Who Are They?
All right.
That probably would hit it pretty close. You know, it actually names names and, you know, names, you know, how they exercise their influence and power and so on. Some of the organizations that are, you know, that are instrumental. Like the Trilateral Commission and the Institute for International Economics, now the Peterson Institute, and so on. So that's a concise, it's not complete, but it's a pretty concise view.
Okay, well, we're out of time. God bless, Patrick. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, Dr.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program at the American Freedom Network.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I'm talking about something that's short and concise. Well, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is written in that pattern. You said, Nia, or you, if you, we have a DVD, you can buy them in, you said, Nia, in quantities at a very good price, and it just tells you the story of who really runs the world, how it all ties together. And certainly the Brotherhood of Darkness is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You can get the audio tape or the CD. You get the DVD. You get the book. You get them all together as the Brotherhood of Darkness special. We do hope many of you will utilize this mechanism to introduce other people to what's going on. And I will tell you that I get hardly a day goes by I don't get some remark from somebody how that book has impacted on their lives and help them to connect the dots. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, we have my talk on the forbidden secret. There is a secret. It's been passed down for 5,000 years. And, of course, it is really going into the background of who runs the world and how it fits together. And, of course, how certain people have accessed the other dimension and how they've accumulated great wealth and power. But, of course, at a terrible price as far as their eternal souls are concerned, there is a power out there you can access. Oprah Winfrey and Larry King and Jim Carrey and Ellen DeGeneres have all talked about this, and they recognize this, and they are very wealthy and prosperous. But, of course, you don't want to be spending eternity with them because they have access to the source of power from the other spiritual dimension, where the real battle for the survival of mankind is being fought. So we hope that many of you will begin looking into what we're talking about. The DVD is called The Secret Knowledge. There is, of course, a syllabus that goes with it. There's also a talk called The Planned Police State and a syllabus that goes with that. These are DVDs. They will give you the information you need and the documentation of the syllabus to give to other people. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, we are entering into a period of chaos and crisis. You can copy our newsletters, you can even copy our DVDs if you want to, and as long as you're not making a profit on it, pass them out. But, you know, copy the newsletters. If you find a good one, go up on our news, find me our internet site of RadioLiberty.com. People are concerned about oil. Our September and October 2005 newsletters explain to you it's all a scam. There's plenty of oil. But, of course, they want shortages, not only so they can make more money, but so they can manipulate our lives and create food shortages and create financial crises and get us out of our cars and lowering our living standards. And they know exactly what they're doing, and that is why they're not developing the massive oil supplies that are readily available right here within the confines of our 50 states. Understand that nothing as it appears to be. The relationship between perception and reality is totally distorted. You're not allowed to know the truth because the media is just controlled. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I might mention the conspiracy conference June 7th, June 8th, I'll be there on the 8th at our table. If you're interested in going, you can check with our website, or you can go to conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon.com to learn more about the Conspiracy Conference. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. So until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Talk to the American Freedom Network, contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in